Welcome everybody, Shin number 859, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so it is, I just want to go back actually to a different subject which we spoke about a while back. We're trying to comb our way through Bezras Hashem, Simon Reish Ches, but obviously many, many various different questions come up in the middle, especially in conjunction with Hilchos Brachos, which pop up, and we want to talk about them while they're fresh on the grill, if you want to call it. Okay, so be it as may, so it was an interesting thing I found in the Sefer Eitzer Halachos, that when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, the washing for Netilas Yadayim, the halachas of washing for bread, so the halacha is like this, that one can't, one cannot use water whereby work was done with that water. Okay, so work was done with that water. Let's say, for example, I wash dishes. Mm-hmm. So he brings down these couple of cases. The Sefer Eitzer Halachos brings down some interesting examples. Somebody washed their dishes, right? I washed my dishes. Now I have that water. I don't have any other water. Let's say for whatever the reason is, I'm in a place and time, and I have to use that water to wash for Netilas Yadayim. Now I want to go wash for bread. So the water is ready. Some water poured in the cup from the washing of the dishes. I want to use it for Netilas Yadayim. You cannot use it. You would not be allowed to use that water because of the fact that water, whereby work was done with it, cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim. The same thing which we spoke about way back when we spoke about the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, if somebody used water whereby it's changed color, right? Let's say ink or whatever, something fell into water, so now it changed color, and so that also, the appearance of the water is changed, so that also can be used. Now, just real quickly to review, the Sefer Eitzer Halachos did bring down when it comes to a regular faucet. I put on the faucet, I fill up my washing cup, fine. I look at my washing cup, it's now cloudy. The water's cloudy. Could I use that water? It's cloudy water. A lot of times you have it. So he brings down over there that cloudy water is fine. The cloudy water is not a problem. Some want to say if you're able to wait, it's better to wait till it clears up. You know, but in general, the regular cloudy water, sometimes it comes quickly out of the faucet, so that's not a problem. It's only over there by, in general, whereby something fell into the water and changed the color. Okay, but getting back to our subject, which I saw he wants to bring down. So again, you can do work with the water. So I wash dishes, fine. It fell into a cup, and or the water from the dishes, the dirty water. Let's say somebody wants to use that, you can use. Now, he brings down also, so before we get to what I wanted to mention, he brings down if the dishes, again, all found in the Sefer Eitzer Halachos in that simon, if the dishes were clean, let's say I have brand new dishes, and I just give them a quick rinse off. They're clean, no dirt, just an extra rinse. So he said, then he wants to say that water is fine. Well, let's say I wash off fruits during the week, right? I wash my fruit, right? So if you use the water for dirty fruits, washing dirty fruits, I'm washing off my dirty fruits. So then again, you can't use that water to wash for Netilas Yadayim. But if the fruits are perfectly clean, why are you washing your fruits? Hygienical purposes. Sometimes somebody gives a rinse off, gives a fruit a rinse off. It's perfectly clean. In general, it's good to rinse off a fruit, right? Even though it's perfectly clean. So that water he brings down the safest Eitzer Halachos would be okay. Now, another interesting thing which he brings down, these are just something, various different things which I just recently saw in the Sefer Eitzer Halachos, as we're writing up our questions and answers and our Hilchos Brachos review on our new group. If anybody would like the link, I could send it to them, but we put these questions and answers, and we have a new thing called Hilchos Brachos review on it, whereby we write out these pointers 1, 2, 3 down the road, and right now we're working on the halachas of Netilas Yadayim over there. So he brings down also the Sefer Eitzer Halachos. Interesting, somebody has a baby bottle, right? The baby bottle's cold, so I want to take out the chill, so I put the baby bottle into water. So now, could I use that water? So he brings out, one should not use that water whereby I put the baby bottle into to warm up. I should not go ahead and use that water now for Netilas Yadayim. You'll say, what do you mean? It's hot water. You can't use hot water anyway. So we learned the halacha is, again, I'm just reviewing a few pointers as we go because these are things which come up constantly. Obviously, we're washing for bread constantly. Using hot water for water that's above Yatzaled Despoy, which is roughly around 110. So using hot water for Netilas Yadayim, right, to wash for bread, L'chatchila preferably should not be done. The Shulchan Aruch says it's no problem. Mishabura says it's preferable not to do it. Other place can argue another is preferable not to. If that's the only water you have, so it's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you only have water that's Yatzaled Esbay, that's above 110, right, that's so hot, in case and time you won't burn your hands, we're talking about, obviously. So then Mishnah Berurah says over there, you could let it, all in that simon over there, Kuf Samach, you could just let it cool down, let it go down below Yatzaled Esbay, and whereby it will become lukewarm. So that's just a quick chazara as far as that. And Mishnah Berurah says any water that's lukewarm in general is no problem at all, ever. That's not the problem, as far as if it's clear water and it's no work was done with it. But now the question is, I put my baby bottle in it and I left it there because I want to use this water to warm up my cold baby bottle so the baby will have warm milk to drink. So now he brings down that water should not be used because it would have a halacha of malacha that was done with that water. So this is just an interesting point I wanted to bring down. He brings down over there. He also brings down, while we're on the subject, it's not so negei lemaisa, but from a swimming pool, let's say this clear water and there was no change in the appearance or whatever the case is, whereby in the swimming pool many times the appearance changes, right? But clear water from a swimming pool, it's just a question whereby people swam in it, people were swimming in the water, so he brings down the big far-fetched bidyevid, possibly could be used, but he says since some do argue preferably not to use the water from the swimming pool. So that's an important point also to keep in mind. Sometimes people, it's good water, clear water, they're outside, camps. The reason why I'm saying these things, sometimes it comes up in camp nowadays, right? People are out in camp, they're outside, they can't get inside, they might be eating bread. Oh, here's a swimming pool, I'll take some water. So he says there are those who want to say possibly just the fact that somebody swam in the water might not be considered whereby water was work was done with the water. But the problem is, there's two problems. Number one, other argue on that, and also he brings down that he doesn't bring that down, but it could be the appearance change, chlorine, or whatever the case is. So, not so simple to say one should use that water. And the best thing we always say, one should try and regular fresh water from the faucet as much as possible. Obviously, all these are cases whereby one doesn't have, but even if they don't have, halacha lemaisa, you know, water whereby work was done with it, what work is, we've been through a few different examples. Like washing dishes and so on, baby bottle, one has to be careful not to use. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Bracha Kol Tov.